The next case on the docket is case number 14079. It's an application of Sampson Resources Company for an order extending the field boundaries and amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 14079 on behalf of Sampson Resources Company. Three witnesses in this matter, same three witnesses were called the previous case.
Ms. Wagers, do you understand you're still under oath today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Connie, Exhibit 1.
Exhibit 1 is a regional location map of northwestern North Dakota. The green highlighted showing the subject of our case today.
Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 shows an outline, current outline of the Ambrose Bakken Pool. In yellow are the two sections that are subject to our application.
And Exhibit 2A.
Exhibit 2A shows the ownership of those sections, showing Sampson and its partners with a 70.2% working interest.
Excuse me. No further questions.
Questions from staff. Mr. Butcher, do you understand you're still under oath?
Yes.
Thank you.
Matt, let's go to Exhibit 3. Tell us very quickly what Exhibit 3 is.
Exhibit 3 is, once again, a structure map showing gentle dip to the south on the Bakken, contour interval 50. Ambrose Bakken field in relation to our spacing unit. Also on there is a graphic depicting the cross-section in Exhibit 4.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is cross-section A to A prime, showing that the Bakken reservoir is indeed continuous over the area, and we will be targeting the Sanish Three Forks in this unit.
No further questions.
Questions from staff. Mr. Gravy, do you understand you're still under oath?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Dan, let's go to Exhibit 5. Tell me what that is.
Exhibit 5 is a 1280-acre horizontal well schematic showing a north-south azimuth with the surface location in the north part of Section 5.
And Exhibit 6?
Exhibit 6 is a horizontal wellbore diagram with a planned 30-stage completion, 21 sleeves, and 9 plug-and-perf stages.
And Exhibit 7?
Exhibit 7 depicts the reservoir properties and economics. Shown here is a primary estimated recoverable reserves of 270,000 stock tank barrels, which results in a return on investment of 1.85.
And in your opinion, will the request of relief prevent waste, protect prerogative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, sir.
Offer Exhibits 1 through 7.
Exhibits 1 through 7 are admitted. Any questions from staff? Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That'll conclude the hearing on case number 14079. The case will be taken under advisement by the commission.